Is there a change noticeable in Ireland if they accept this money?
Yeah. They'll have 40 acres.
No, not that. Is there a disservice? Is there a disservice to the lifestyle they've known, say, 10 years ago when they were doing well?
Yes, absolutely. And that disservice you could read about in the Old Testament.
Oh.
When the children of Abraham was starving to death, and they called up Pharaoh.
Oh.
And they said, Joseph, 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 you in with Pharaoh? Give us some grain. We starving to death. We haven't made good use of sowing and reaping. We've been foolish with our resources. We're beyond ourselves. Joseph, 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 give a good word to Pharaoh and get us some business going on. Yeah. And they said, okay, are you sure? Just so everybody knows. Then they did it. And they said, oh, Joseph, Joseph, Pharaoh's giving up the grains. So, and we can't take care of this and we can't run that. Tell you what, let's just give Pharaoh all of our land and then he can tend to it for us. And Joseph said, are you sure? Yeah, that's the way to go. Come on, you put in a good word with Pharaoh. And then they rolled on a little further and said, hell with this noise. You know what? Why can't we just become enslaved and go into bondage in the land of Egypt? And then if the shit hits the fan, it'll be Pharaoh's fan and Pharaoh's shit. And that's how that little story turned around. That went all the way to Auschwitz.
I hit the buttload with the correct words on that one.
Boy, it was tooth and nail for
Praise me. Bob. Praise Bob. I figured out how to ask a question.
So now, that's a story, and everybody goes, ah. So now if you draw that now, and that's not necessarily bad, that's just contrast. See, that's just contrast. You don't appreciate freedom till you get in bondage. You don't appreciate food till you get hungry. You don't know what Thanksgiving is until you're thankless.